Happy 4th of July. I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I will pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And I just commend you, because if you're listening to this today, you're listening on a holiday, and that is awesome, because it means that you're prioritizing your relationship with God, and you just long to be prayed for on the Day of Independence for the United States. Now, those of you listening in other countries are like, what is she talking about? But it is Independence Day for the U.S. on July 4th. So today we are finishing up chapter 10 of Proverbs, and I'm going to be reading verses 21 through 32 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version. It says this: "The words of those who do right benefit many people, but those who are foolish die because they have no sense. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and it comes without painful work. A foolish person finds pleasure in evil plans, but a person who has understanding takes delight in wisdom. What sinners are afraid of will catch up with them, but those who do right will get what they want. When the storm is over, sinners are gone, but those who do right stand firm forever. Those who don't want to work hurt those who send them. They are like vinegar on the teeth or smoke in the eyes. Having respect for the Lord leads to a longer life, but the years of evil people are cut short. Those who do right can expect joy, but the hopes of sinners are bound to fall. The way of the Lord is a safe place for those without blame, but that way destroys those who do evil. Those who do right will never be removed from the land, but those who do wrong will not remain in it. The mouths of those who do right produce wisdom, but tongues that speak twisted words will be made silent. Those who do right know the proper thing to say, but those who do wrong speak only twisted words." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for these words of wisdom, and we want to meditate on them, we want to understand them, we want to implement them, we want to put ourselves in a place where we can learn them. We love your word, we're thankful for that. And Lord, I also just want to thank you just for the scope of Proverbs, and hopefully give us all understanding as I pray this, that these are general rules, but they're not absolutes. So, Lord, sometimes when I listen to some of these Proverbs, I'm like, well, that doesn't always true. Sometimes really awesome people die young, and sometimes wicked people get away with what they're doing. And so thank you that these are general truths, but they're not written in stone. And so, Lord, help us to hold that tension in our lives. We have this tension of the now and the not yet, this tension of how things should be and yet how things are. And Lord, I know that, of course, everything will be made right in the new heavens and the new earth, and everything will make sense there. But Lord, I also pray today you give us a little bit of understanding of when it's hard, when evildoers do seem to get away with things, and when we seem to suffer for doing what is right. I know that even in the New Testament, the believers were supposed to expect persecution, and that was normative. And so, Lord, this is not something unusual. We pray, Lord, that you would be that rock on which we stand. We pray that we would endure the storm that you have for us today. Verse 25 says, "When the storm is over, sinners are gone, but those who do right stand firm forever." Again, there's another echo of the New Testament when Jesus says, when we listen to those words of yours, it's like a man who built his house upon the rocks, and the rains came and the floods came and beat against that house, and yet it stood firm. And so, Lord, we are in that place today. We are standing on your rock. We are walking through the storms, and we trust your promise that we will be able to make it through the next storm that comes our way. And we know that you are the rock that does not move. We know that you are bedrock. You are steadfast, immovable. You do not change. You are the great I am. From the beginning to the end, you are the creator. You are sovereign. You are powerful. You are all-knowing. Nothing escapes your scrutiny. And so we build our lives on you, because you are the source of our wisdom. You are the source of our strength. You are the source of our ability to endure trials and storms. And so, Lord, we thank you right now in the midst of the storm for doing just that, for anchoring our feet to the rock, for giving us hope, for making our footsteps firm. Lord, help us to embody verse 28, those who do right can expect joy. Lord, help us to live in joyful expectation of what you will do and to know that joy is coming. Weeping may happen for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So Lord, would you infuse people listening today with your joy? Would you infuse me with your joy? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You may not know this, but I have a huge book coming up next month called We Too, How the Church Can Respond Redemptively to the Sexual Abuse Crisis. August 13th is when it releases. But if you'd like some resources now, if that describes you, or you'd like your church to do a strong job in protecting the innocent and being a place of justice, they can go to we2.org and there's all sorts of resources. Just click the resource tab. Hope you're having a great day. And to my American listeners, happy 4th of July.